I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Words of support to someone does not mean the same as words of support about someone. The last month or so has been extremely hard for me. I've had moments I simply did not know how to get through. I did, but I really didn't know if I would. I needed to find the layer of truth in my intention and know that the truth isn't always an easy thing to do, say, or share out loud. I had to keep going back to the confirmation that what I was seeking was a way forward, a way through, a way together. That is the truth in me speaking the truth. But I've noticed something really interesting on the sidelines. The truth scares people. The truth makes people hide. And while they'll say words of support to you about how much they agree, how much they wish they could speak it, how much they hurt, they will not speak those words of support about you. It's such an interesting observation. Some humans would rather suffer than speak with the intention of moving forward together. As always, though, it's not about them. This is a reflection of self. I wonder if there are times that I may have chosen to hide instead of speak. I wonder if those people can hear me when I say I wish I had. Moment 2, brave points. In the episode of my story, I spoke about brave points. The points where you need to decide. You can stand up and walk, or you can sit a little while longer in your suffering. The points where you don't know what to do or how, but you choose anyway to keep flow happening. Have you met your brave points yet? Have you stared them in the eye and said, I see you, I accept and feel you, but I am moving anyway. I am still moving. Those brave points, that's what you are here to show the world. You are here to say, look, you can survive this. You can still thrive. You can move through this. People need that story. People need to see it and hear it and know it. People need your hand to come out of the darkness and help them out of the same hole that you were once stuck in. The sad part is that there are too many holes for just a few people to be reaching down. The good news is that if we all do it and show up, someone might just find 3 or 4 hands reaching through the darkness. Moment 3, innermost thoughts. Can you hear your innermost thoughts? Do you avoid them? Do you embrace them? I've learnt to spend time with them. I clear away everyone and everything so that I can sit, be still, and listen. I want to hear my own voice to clear the clutter and stop the noise. And I hear it perfectly, with clarity, with firm perspective. And yet I dismiss it because I again go seeking the answers from the outside. Twice this week, I've chosen myself and my inner voice over others. I am learning not to be afraid anymore. I am learning to trust the insides of my being and not let others' justifications or reasoning speak over the top of it. Moment 4, challenging every belief. About a year ago, I got to a point where I truly believed I had unravelled all of my beliefs. I had stood and challenged them. I had examined them, held them up, and viewed them from every which way so that I could decide whether I wanted to keep them or not. I had a keep, dump, trade pile. Yesterday, I was forced to take that keep and trade pile and start again. There are a lot of myths that are spoken in this life, and they just confuse the hell out of me. The one that good people get the good things eventually, and that it all comes back around. I don't know that I believe that anymore. The one where we grow out of all situations. The one where the universe has your back. Yesterday, I was not so sure. I took them, examined them, held them up and viewed them from every which way. And they all went back in the keep pile. What would happen to the world if all the people with goodness just stopped giving because they didn't get it back very often? That is a world that I do not want to know. People may use it all up and take it for granted. They may not acknowledge it, but my insides know it, and I will just have to live with that. Moment 5, measuring the soul. I went on a long drive this week and, as always, prepared with an audiobook, downloaded, locked, and ready to go. The Wisdom of Sundays by Oprah was the company I needed. In one of the middle chapters, Oprah sits down with Brian Stevenson to discuss his work within the justice system and some of the misjustice, inhumanness that intertwines these processes. They talk about a question that I have never before heard asked. How do we measure the health of our soul? In doing some further research on this, I also discovered a physician, Duncan McDougall, who completed a medical experiment in the early 1900s to see if it was possible to measure the weight of one's soul. He wanted to prove that the human soul had a physical weight, and this could be measured at the exact moment of death, when the soul leaves the body. It is now known as the 21-gram experiment. The experiment was rejected by the scientific community. However, both of these men have left me wondering, what is the weight of my soul in my life? How much of my soul do I want in every moment? A lot more than 21 grams worth. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks and videos that changed my life.